Most of us can look forward to a little entertainment this weekend, and for some ideas on what to do, Allison Williams, Associate Features Editor at Time Out New York, is back with us with some things for you to watch, hear, and see, and some of it for free. Good morning, and
yes,
welcome back,
good morning.
Allison.
Hi, thanks.
All right, what can I listen to?
Well, there's Springsteen is a classic.
Absolutely.
So he has a new album out, and he just played at the Super Bowl, and it's just another hit.
Okay, let's take a listen. That's sounding rather upbeat.
Yeah, that's the nice thing. He's optimistic. This is not the Springsteen who's talking about factories closing and depression. He's got the radio-friendly music out. Think Born to Run and all the stuff he likes singing along to. It's kind of strange. He's got songs. You've got titles that have words like lucky and dream and surprise. It's a nice change from him. If you saw the Super Bowl halftime show, you're probably back in the mood for some of The Boss. And it's Working on a Dream. It's a great album.
And I think
it's a number one album.
Yes,
it's
indeed.
Number one, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Incredible.
And people need a little uplifting things these days. And how about some comedy? I hear you've got some things that might give us a few laughs over the weekend.
Indeed. A new comedy album called from a group called The Lonely Island called Incredibad.
Lazy Sunday, wake up in the late afternoon. Call Parnell just to see how he's doing.
Hello,
what up, Porn?
Yo, Sandberg, what's cracking?
So, what exactly is that? It sounds a little bit like the Beastie Boys, but maybe I'm dating myself.
It is. It's a guy named Andy Samberg. He's on Saturday Night Live, and indeed that sketch appeared on Saturday Night Live originally. It's musical comedy. It's fun to listen to, and it's often ripping off some popular genres like the Beastie Boys. They've got guests like Jack Black and Norah Jones and Justin Timberlake, and it's a little juvenile. You know, your inner 13-year-old will probably be really happy at some of the naughty words, but it's fun, it's funny, and it's playful.
Your inner 13-year-olds. What about those who are actually 13?
You know, there's a movie coming out called Coraline. It's an animated movie. Some of it's in 3D, and it's really fantastic.
She's got this whole world where everything's better, but it's all a trap.
You may come out when you've learned to be a loving daughter.
Isn't it kind of dark? I mean, is this really for children or adults?
It's probably a little too scary for the little ones. I know when I saw it, I was just absolutely transfixed. I kind of wish I'd been 8 or 10 years old when I saw it.
Well, my kids are crazy for this movie. They can't wait.
It's incredibly beautiful. Think like The Nightmare Before Christmas. It's got stop motion animation, beautiful music. That was Dakota Fanning's voice, and she's a professional. She's very good at what she does. And it is, if you go see it in 3D, which I highly recommend, it's beautiful.
And if you don't want to go to the movies, though, of course, there's the weekly DVD release. What's out there this weekend?
W, the movie from Oliver Stone, which just came out on DVD.
All right, let's hear just a bit of it.
So what do you do, Laura?
Oh, I read, I smoke.
Uh-huh.
I admire.
You admire what?
People who write, who read. I'm a librarian.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
No, actually, I'm reading something right now. Yeah, very engaging book.
Oh, what is it?
Barry Goldwater's Conscience of a Conservative.
Uh-oh. Jam.
No, don't tell me.
Well, I worked on Gene McCarthy's campaign and voted for LBJ.
Oh, no. No. Well, it looks like we're hitting it off like grease hits a skillet, huh?
So that's a scene that is supposed to represent when George Bush met Laura Welch, who would become his wife.
Yep. That was Josh Brolin playing Bush and Elizabeth Banks as Laura. And Oliver Stone has done quite a few presidential movies. He did Nixon and JFK. This is kind of a funnier movie. And not to say it's laughing at Bush. Often it's sort of laughing at the more comic side of him, his nicknaming. And it was maybe a little bit of a stressful movie to watch during the presidency, whether you sort of supported or were against Bush, just because, you know, things were a little complicated at that time. Now on the other side of his presidency, it's kind of a fun thing to watch and relax and laugh at the funnier aspects of his presidency and really think about how you feel about his presidency, how you feel about history. It's kind
of
fun.
It actually got pretty good reviews when it came out, didn't it?
Yeah, I think a lot of people were sort of puzzled by it. It was kind of a strange thing to do, watching people play Cheney and Rove and Condoleezza Rice. They don't always hit, but I think it's a lot more entertaining than I think anyone ever expected.
It's funny how the context has changed almost instantaneously. It's sort of a remembering the good old awful days movie. It's a nostalgia piece.
Indeed.
And we always like free things. Everyone likes free things. And you got something free for us to do this weekend. What is it?
Yes, on PBS, it's a documentary about the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. Lots of fun.
At the very moment Lincoln's funeral train departed Washington, his murderer lay shivering in the reeds beside the Potomac River. The largest manhunt in American history was closing in, and John Wilkes Booth managed to scribble a few words in his diary.
Our cause being almost lost, something decisive and great must be done.
I wonder if our president, President Obama, is going to be watching, since he's such a big fan of President Lincoln.
Yeah, Lincoln has sort of been a very popular topic right now, reportedly very popular with President Obama. So it's kind of neat to look back, sort of explore what happened around his death and how the myth of Abraham Lincoln came to be. And this is a PBS American Experience documentary. It's really high quality. You know those cheesy reenactments that sort of happen in a lot of history stuff? There's just enough to get you in the sort of historical documentary mood, but not so much that you're starting to feel really embarrassed at all the people running around in their Civil War uniforms type of thing.
Well, Allison Williams, it's always a great pleasure.
And
you've given us something to listen for, something to go to the movie theater for. Of course, that would be the Coraline movie. And then you've given us something to watch at home if we want to just hang out. Thanks for being with us.
No problem.
That's Allison Williams, Associate Features Editor of Time Out New York.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.